Good morning, noon, and evening around the world and across the shards. The Cavern Today brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network and Until Uru Fan Presentation. If you want to follow along at our blog, or for photos or other information like that all-important email where you can send your G-rated comments, please go to echo2thecaverntoday.blogspot.com. Music is courtesy of Huru's LCC. Your hosts today are Tayan and Verloon.
Shira, and welcome to our special edition sportscast. We will be bringing you the Denny Olympics live from the cabin, so please accept our apologies for the low sound quality. We had a sky booth installed at the top of the cavern, but there might still be a few problems we haven't worked out. We're looking forward to watching the Denny Olympics and bringing you the latest news and weather. My name is Steve Crocs, in case you didn't recognise me, and I am the producer, editor and director of this month's sportscast. Miss Miller Cuddy is with us again. I know, I had hoped she wouldn't be joining us, but Ruby did insist. Tayan caught up with her earlier this week.
Every athlete coming today is a welcome guest. I have a feeling that a certain office receptionist may show up here. I asked Ruby O to give her some extra work so she would not have any time to come over here today. But she sounded awfully determined when I talked to her the other day.
Tayan, I'm so glad I ran into you at our new water cooler.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk to you about the nail file you left anyway. Did you get my memo?
I think so. Anyway, I know you're very busy, but I need some help filling out this form.
What form?
The form I need to complete so I can enter the Denny Olympics. Mr. Crocs has been going through his own mail early in the morning before I get in. You know, he comes to the cavern from a different time zone, and he gets to the office about 5 hours before I do. He filters out all the good stuff of his in-basket before I...
I certainly wouldn't want you going through my mail. Tell me again, how did you get employed here? No, wait, don't bother. I don't really want to know more than I need to know.
Yeah, it's top secret anyway, says Mrs. Ruby O. She doesn't want me to tell anybody, even you, Mr. Tayan, how she came to find the bots and temporary service I come from. I can tell you this, though. She Googled it. She Googles everything.
Oh, sheesh. I bet she does.
I'm a long-distance runner, you know, Mr. Tayan, and a tent jumper. I can do a perfect dive.
I don't think I believe you, McGillicuddy. You've got to be kidding.
No, I can. Or at least I could, until Mr. McGillicuddy replaced the diving board into our hot tub with a slide.
A diving board in a hot tub? How is that possible?
You can have one too, Mr. Tayan. Consider our height. I'm an Avi bot. Do you have a cold, Mr. Tayan?
Yes, and you're just aggravating it.
Anyway, consider our height. I'm an Avi bot. I can't be more than an inch tall. That makes the hot tub where I live look like a lake.
Whatever. I really don't want to go there. But I have to now. Why the slide?
Mr. McGillicuddy likes to climb to the top of the slide, and then he holds his nose, and he lets go of the handles, and whoosh, he slides right down, squealing all the way. I don't like the slide because I don't like height.
Oh, dear. I imagine that's a scene. I would rather... But hey, wait a minute. You said you were a diver. How could you not like heights?
I'm a low-board diver.
And a runner. Don't forget you said you were a runner, too. How far do you run, anyway?
Miles. I run miles. Do you know we have a person who works at the office? His name is Miles. Mrs. Ruby O said we were lucky to have Mr. Miles working here. He designs our website and helps me to administrate the forum with Mr. Croc.
Helps you, huh?
Yes, Mr. Miles has already come to me a couple of times for advice. I set up the forum topic for the water coolers, both for the lobby and the staff, and more recently I set up the storyboard topic. He said I did a good job and only made several mistakes.
I wouldn't let you near the forum.
harm if it was me making those decisions.
I didn't hear that. Could you repeat that? I was looking. It says I have to relinquish all rights to my winner's story to the cavern today, if I win, and someone from this place interviews me. I can't do that. I have a book deal brewing.
See, that is what I mean. Your user key is not fully operable. You don't have a book deal, McGillicuddy.
Yep, I do. I'm writing a nonfiction book about the cavern and its people. I've included a chapter about you, Mr. Tyon, because you are the host of this show. And I have one for Verloon and Moog and Mrs. Jean and Ms. Zam, too, and lots of other people who live and work in the cavern.
I can imagine. Well, I am letting them all know that they are being watched, so don't expect any more candid conversations out of any of them.
None of them talk to me, but they do say Shora. I think Shora means hi.
It does. What kind of a...
So I don't know if I should fill out this form or not. I may be giving away my rights to my own story. I'm sure to win, you know.
No, I don't know. You can't be sure, and you don't have...
Yes, I do. Mr. McGillicuddy has been helping out with some things. He is going to rev my ram and set the macro for the dive.
Sounds like you were looking for a cheat to me.
No cheat, a little pre-planned, that's all. I'm going to so miss getting this trophy if I don't do this. No, I won't let that gnarly disclaimer bother me. I'm forging ahead. Will you help me?
I certainly...
That cold.
Yes, it's awful. I certainly will not. You are going to cheat, you are going to write a book about me, and you are going to get me involved in some scam, and Crox is going to be furious with me for helping you. And there is the issue of the nail file and my wet... Where are you going? You need to listen to this.
I have to see you, Mr. Tyon. I'm far too busy to listen to you go on today. I have an appointment with Mr. Verloon to help me out with this form at 10 a.m. sharp.
You what? But I thought you...
Needed your help? No, I have that covered. You just look so lonely standing there at the water cooler, and I wanted to make you feel more comfortable here.
I feel perfectly comfortable. I am not the one who's been fired and rehired. I'm not the...
Sure, Mr. Tyon. That means bye.
Being a host of the cavern today is turning out to be more work than I ever imagined. Who would have even thought I'd be working with a bot? Be sure to catch our next podcast for another episode of the continuing saga of Mrs. McGillicuddy, the receptionist bot. Voice of Tyon by Tyon, and the voice of Mrs. McGillicuddy is done by Andy.
Shora, this is Ruby O'Degee, filling in for Lissa, and bringing you our special sports Cavern Today news and weather. Today it is 65 degrees in the cavern, purposely kept cooler for the runners and other athletes who came to participate in the finals of the 2005 Dunny Olympic. I was told by the Guild of Caterers an elaborate device was used to create ice. The ice was used to cool the lake water. A fan was brought in from a newly discovered age. The name would spoil it for some to hear now. This fan was used to stir a little breeze over the lake, and the next thing you know, a slightly cooler than average temperature for the entire cavern. When the water warms up again, the effect will wear off unless something is permanently done. Mr. Over there, from the Maintainers Guild, assured me the fan will definitely be returned to the age once the closing ceremony is over. Rex Havoc concurs with this information. There are other explorers who have not yet seen the great plan that creates weather. All explorers who are interested in knowing more about the plan should contact their local Miss 5 travel agent about booking a trip. It is well worth the price of a desktop ticket. No separate charred boarding pass is necessary to get a glimpse of the great fan. On the surface today in southern New Mexico, it is 70 degrees and fair. A wisp of cloud here and there, no chance of rain. In Spokane, Washington today, it is blissfully sunny, not a cloud in the sky. The temperature is a moderate 72 degrees. It is a great time to take a trip to Mount Spokane State Park. The news today is all about the Olympics here in the cavern, but we do have a special report from Eater Gira. Old Man comes to us with a story about basket surfing.
Not exactly, Lisa. As you know, I've been covering the story about the Ribbons and Arrows construction project. I decided to take the local transportation to get out of the age. I boarded what I believe is the old Ribbons sub and made my first stop with a couple of site managers who are working on the Narrows pipelines into the project. Just a second. Yes, I got their names, Morgan Genn and David Genn. Must be brothers. Anyway, they said they were using a new compound out there to haul off the products. They said a mixture of Java L3458, Visual Basic, and a little C++++ would do the trick. But they needed to see someone about getting a little more material. They were both headed for the UO forum when I ran into them. They got off at the first stop, but the sub never stopped at the second stop, and I'm still making my way around the bottom of the lake bed. They seemed like nice enough fellows. Still, I'm not sure whether to pry my way out of the car and float to the surface or just ride around a little longer. Could you send someone out here to rescue me, maybe?
Yeah, old man. I will try to get a hold of someone. It just looks like the emergency workers I usually call are tied up at the moment, on hold in case of any accident that might happen here at the Olympics. If anyone out there is listening and is available to help our reporter, Old Man, with a non-life-threatening fix, please go to our forum and register now. Yeah, that should do it. I'm supposed to be the news anchor here, not in charge of research and rescue. Thank you, Old Man, for that report. This is Ruby Odegee from CNN. Now back to our special sports programming with Steve Crock.
Hello, this is Steve Crocks reporting to you on the Pepsi Memorial Marathon. It's already been an exciting start here. Gavin was unable to make it, so a race between Donahue and Gerard Peter occurred. Donahue came out top, and she's taking the 7th place in the race. Oh, I'm getting some through the caps here. Moog wants to tell you a little something on Pepsi.
Hello again, this is Moog. One of the events we'll be featuring in the special edition of The Cavern today is the Pepsi Memorial Marathon. Now this deserves some explanation. For starters, it's not named after the beverage. Pepsi was the screen name of a very special lady who was one of the highlights of the Uru experience for many of us. Not only was she a regular in the cavern during prologue, she was also a greeter, an original member of the DLA, or the Dene League of Activities, and a moderator and community assistant on the Uru forums. We all enjoyed her bright outlook on the game and the sparkling personality that shone through in her postings. Those of us who spent any time at all on the Uru Forum looked forward to her contributions. So it came as a real blow when we saw a forum posting from Katie, the Ubisoft community manager, on December 29, 2004, breaking the sad news that Pepsi had passed away. We'd only recently found out that she'd even been ill, so news of her death hit us pretty hard. While researching for this intro, I happened to cross a piece that Pepsi herself had written during the Uru prologue, and I'd like to read it for you now. Pepsi writes, "I have been a Myst addict since Myst first came into being. I loved Myst, Riven, and I even loved Exile. But none of them have had the impact on me that Uru has had. I am an avid, and I didn't see how that could be any deeper than it already was until I made my first steps into Uru. And let me say part of that again and stress what I mean. Until I made my first steps into Uru. Why have I stressed those words? Because I live my days in a scooter, an electric wheelchair. It is my legs. Unless you have ever been likewise confined, you can't completely understand what I am about to tell you. You can imagine what it might be like, but you can't really completely understand it. I have been mostly confined to my scooter from juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, diagnosed at age 13, since I was 16, and I am now 50. I remember how it felt to run and jump in my mind, but that hasn't been the case for over 20 years now. But I recently was allowed to feel that feeling again. I wouldn't have believed it myself. As much as I love Myst, Denis, and the whole Atrus storyline, I would never have believed what impact a game could have on my life. but it did, and I will be forever grateful to Rand, Cyan, and Ubi for giving me that feeling back. My first night in Uru was so unbelievable. I had heard about the beta test and applied with little hope of getting in, since I had never done anything like it before. But I was accepted, and when I entered the desert, it seemed like the start of any game, a fun thing, but nothing more, or so I thought at the time. But as I began my journey, things began to change. It wasn't just the clues and the puzzles, and for that matter, even the beauty I was encountering, it was the way I was beginning to feel inside. I stayed to myself mostly, shy and unsure of myself. But then I met C.A. Greywolf, or G.W., as I affectionately call him. I also met Tink and others, and I felt the lure then of actually being with fellow misters in this magnificent environment, and the feelings kept evolving. No longer was I just Janet in her scooter in the living room at my computer. I was Pepsi, who could walk and run and jump, and oh God, that was wonderful. When I was in Uru with my newfound friends exploring, I was in Dani with my newfound friends exploring. I could feel myself jump to the ledge in Eder Gira and get the journey cloth, and I could feel myself running through the puddle of water in Kadesh Talisa while heading for the second puzzle. These were not the feelings going on, however. I also felt that I was really there when we would gather just to talk or play tag or hide and seek. I have made so many close friends in Uru. This has been a very unique game, quote unquote. Uru is a game that isn't just a game. It's a game that gave me back my legs and let me forget about the scooter while I was there. What has Uru meant to me? It has meant the world to me. Signed, Pepsi. So Pepsi, this one's for you. And this is Mowog, signing off.
Thank you, Mowog. Hopefully Until Uru will bring the same experience to many others. This is Miles at the starting line for the Pepsi Marathon, and the race is about to begin. The lineup is Marcus, Gav, Old Man, SP1, Shatsu, and Dunahu. Rex is starting the countdown. And they're off. SP1 has jumped into the lead, closely followed by Shatsu and Antony. Gav and Marcus are almost neck to neck. What's this? Old Man and Dunahu are frozen, oh no! Wait, Dunahu seems to be moving now. She's not moving her legs, but she's starting to catch up with the pack. Oh, and Old Man is off now as well as catching up on Dunahu. Can they catch up and win? Steve, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Delanor. I think I can see them coming up the stairs now. SP1 is in the lead. He is closely followed by Shiatsu. Oh, Anthony's just come up the stairs with Gav right behind him. This is so close at this point, it could be anyone's race. Oh, I'm seeing Donahue come up the stairs now, followed by Old Man. Right, over to you, Sam.
Yes, I'm sitting at the T-junction. I'm waiting for the marathon runners. Oh, here they come. It's getting excited. Yes, it is SP1. I can see him. He's followed by Shatsu. And there is Antonio and Gav just behind. Oh, here comes someone without any hotspot. Oh, it is Donahu. It must be her. And here comes Old Man. But I saw only six people. Where is Marcus? I hope for him he didn't crash.
Okay, I'm at the finishing line, waiting for them to come through the tree now. Oh, SP1 has just come round the clear. SP1 has just come round the corner. He's coming through the tree now. Oh, now I can see Shiatsu. Anthony's behind him, coming through the tree. Oh, it's over. SP1 has won the race. He's crossed the line. He has won. Oh, Gav is right behind Antony. Could he take third place? Oh, Shatsu has just crossed the line. Shatsu is second. Oh, and Antony is now. Antony has held on to third place. Gav is fourth. He must be gutted. Donahue is fifth. Anode Manch is training along behind now in sixth. What a race.
Before the event started, me, Zam, and Ruby met up.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, hi. Or I guess it's evening for you, or some afternoon.
Hello, Ruby. How are you?
Well, fine. I'm kind of waking up here. Ty never went to bed.
Not too tired?
Oh.
You know what, Zam? I am strangely feeling awake, despite the fact that I have not gotten any sleep.
What time is it for you?
5:01 a.m. in the morning.
Oh. But I was fast asleep when it was 5 a.m. for me. which was a long time ago now.
You know what, Ruby, what we should say to anyone who gets up or comes onto the chat? Mm-hmm. We should say good morning, noon, or evening. Considering...
Exactly! That's why we started with that, remember?
The first game was Hannah Gretti versus All Mist. Narration will be from Game 1, Round
Game 2. Yes. Hannah Gretti versus Marin. Both played, and Hannah won. She's very skilled. I'm told she's from the German Shards, and they play a lot of Heek over there, so we had a very, very well-skilled and competitive Heek fight. After Hannah won the initial rounds, Almist and Marin competed to see who could win the Silver Cup.
It could go on ages if they keep clicking on the book, the two of them. They are thinking in the same way.
They're probably both very nervous. Good move by All Mist. That's one ink color.
He did play well, this one. She will lose if she keeps playing the book, because now he seems to read her thinkings, and he keeps playing the red, and the red is always winning over the book, so what are they going to play now? It will be interesting.
I hope he doesn't play the beetle. Oh,
he played the book.
They're definitely getting better at this. That's excellent. Now they both have an equal chance of, if he plays the wrong card, it's all over. It's that. Oh, they both went for the ink.
I was sure they were going to play this one. I don't know why.
If he plays the ink and she plays the beetle, he's dead. If he plays the beetle and she plays the book, he's dead. Let's see what he does. Oh, he won.
He has two rounds and she has three now.
If All Mist wins this next round, they are tied.
Yes. So they will have to play the seventh round to see who is the winner of this game.
Hannah gets the first point. Excellent move.
One each now. It is getting more and more interesting, because I think now they are really trying to win the game, and All Miss seems to be, very concentrated now. And All Mist is getting a book now, so he has one of each. And he's getting two beetles, so he could win now. He has two lights of the same color.
He's got two books, two beetles, and one ink.
Okay.
She's got
two beetles.
One book.
Okay, he won the sixth round, so they are...
They are tied.
We will need a seventh round to say who is the winner. That is an exciting game.
I know. He made a wonderful comeback.
Yes. So the last round will be exciting, because it will determine who is the winner. And it's Anna Gertie who just clicked. We are waiting for Olmist's choice. Olmist has two lights now and she has only one.
Oh, both book.
Yes.
Oh, Hannah got him.
And he has a beetle now, so he has one of each, and she has only a beetle and a... Oh, she has two beetles now.
Oh, good move.
He is going to have two books, and she has two beetles. It is very tight again.
Hannah attempt the same thing again.
Oh, she's going to have a red light. Oh, she has two red now, so...
He's got to play his cards very careful. Good job.
Oh, she has two beetles now. A really tight game. Yes, now if Anna Gertie wins, she wins the game. Because she has two of each color, so...
Oh, he played the wrong card.
Yes. Anna Gertie is the winner. But he did really play well.
Yes, he did.
Congratulations to both of them.
Yes, congratulations, you two.
With that, we proceeded to Game 2, Hannah Gretti versus Marin. Both played, and Hannah won. She's very skilled. I'm told she's from the German Shards, and they play a lot of Heek over there, so we had a very, very well-skilled and competitive Heek player. After Hannah won the initial rounds, Almist and Marin competed to see who could win the Silver Cup.
It was decided because of a lack of time that it would be played in 5 rounds. Marin got the first one, and Almist got the third one. We take them from here. For the moment, Marin has 2 blue lights and a green one. Almist has nothing. Oh, and Marin keeps getting light. He has a green one now. Great, Almist got his first light. It's a blue one. Now Almist had 2 green lights and 1 blue. So now, whatever Marins is going to play, he's getting a light, he's winning. Oh, Almist just got a red light. It has been quite exciting, because now it has been 2 rounds that Marin could win, and he hasn't. It must be the most exciting game of today. I'm sorry you are not here, Tyan. Oh no, the game is finished. Marin just won it. He has the silver medal.
Hello, it's Ruby and Zam here reporting on the Eater Gira High Dive. It could start any moment now.
Oh, somebody jumped in. Oh, there it goes. He dives. Oh, was that the robot?
Oh, it was Meehan. Meehan has just jumped.
Oh, apparently Golden Wedge has already jumped. He's been spotted in Agura in his bathrobe. He gave me a bit of a shock.
Okay, someone else has just dived. Very well done there, Meehan.
Okay, it seems like Veralun is getting ready to dive.
Okay, so now Irene has come, the judge, and she's asked for quiet. Veralun is familiar with the scoring and including the bonus system. He says he is, and he's getting ready to approach the edge of the cliff. Irene has told him to go. He's about ready to approach the cliff edge. And I can see him coming up. He's taking his stance. Okay, he's ready to approach the edge of the cliff.
Okay.
And he's jumped. He's dived.
Great. And can you see the dive?
Yeah, I just saw the dive and it was excellent.
Great.
And now he's bowing. He's taking a bow.
Okay, so Golden Wedge has won the event with 16.5 points. And Meijin came in second with 15.6 points. And our very own Veralun has come in third place with 14.5 points.
And now for a short interlude provided by Moog.
The grandeur of the cavern is astonishing, it's true. The scenery takes your breath at every turn. One thinks 'twould be apparent that the proper thing to do is to stroll about at leisure. But we learn that the normal mode of transport is to run for all you're worth, with leaps and bounds descend the staircase grand. To flit about in frenzy in this wonder of the earth, I must admit I didn't understand. Until the thought occurred to me, this crowd must be engaged in a desperate search for something out of sight. Great zero markers? Surely not. They almost seemed enraged as they tore around the cavern every night. Of course, that's it, I cried at last, returning from a break, during which I paid a visit to the loo. What else could cause the frenzy but the innocent mistake of forgetting Dunny must have toilets too? Dunny with no toilets, so it's tragic, but we trust that nature's call will never heeded be. For in the lake, for algae's sake, we never, ever must, under any circumstances, pee.
Thanks for that, Moog. And now, back to the Olympics.
Hello, this is Veralun with Sam covering the tent climbing event. We at CSCN are very excited as one of our own will be competing, Glanor.
Glanor is about to start. He may get 2 gold medals if he wins this.
Look at him. He goes very fast.
Yes, 33 seconds. He's already on the second rope. Oh, can he make it?
Can he do it?
Oh, no. Unfortunately, it's past 2 minutes 30 seconds. He won't be breaking his personal best.
At this moment, it's Lanoir. Marijn in second place, and Sate is third. Oh, he's made it up!
He's jumping out. I have him timed at 3 minutes. Whoa, Dlanor.
Woo, Dlanor!
Shade, come on.
Go, go, go! Ah!
She hasn't made it. No, she can't make it up.
I know that feeling, when you are nearly there and you start to run, only you have to come off.
Oh, she's timed out.
Yeah, it was expected. But she's still in third place.
Kenny's up next. Wow, very good climbing.
Wow!
Yes, if he can do the second rope, he'll have a very good time.
What are you doing?
He needs to get on the sandbags, I think. I think he's taking his time.
I think he has more than
2 minutes
unless Jamie puts in a good score, Dlanor will win. Oh, his time is up.
We have Jimmy left, who will try and beat everyone to win and get a medal. For the moment, Dlanor is first, Marin is second, and Shadow is third.
No!
He made it to the second rope, so he's doing better than his last time. He's having problem getting onto the bag.
There goes Jamie for his third attempt at the rope. Sometimes getting onto something is difficult. He's ready to make an attempt now. Oh no!
He's timed out. Okay, I'm off to speak to our winner, Dlanor. City climbing. So, Dlanor, it is your second gold medal. You won one already yesterday. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I also won the island hop. And this is indeed my second medal. And that feels very good, of course.
Yes, the Edgehall Shard is very proud of you, you know. And can you give any tip for the people who will try to climb the ropes in the next few days or maybe in for the next year Olympic Games? Because the second rope seems to be very tricky to everyone.
Yes, it is very tricky. And I noticed that some people were trying to run off that rope. Well, I could never do that, and as far as I know, there's only one person who can do that. At least that's what he told himself, so, well, not sure if that's true. But my advice would be don't run up that rope, carefully line up, and just when you are at the top and are going to jump on the tent, you have to turn left. And then you will land in the right place.
Thank you. I hope everyone will be able to follow your tricks and be able to climb this rope from now on. And I wanted to know, do you know if for this climbing event people could climb backwards? Was it in the rule? Was it forbidden or not?
I don't think it was mentioned, so if anyone had wanted to do that, I think it was possible. But climbing backwards, of course, is more difficult than climbing forwards, at least for most people.
Yeah, I was telling Veralun earlier that when once you get the trick to climb backwards, it is much easier than climbing forward, at least for the first rope, because I never tried for the second one.
No, I never tried for the second one either. Maybe it will make it easier.
We have to try. We will try in the next few days. Maybe we will achieve something new.
Yeah.
So, congratulations from all the CCN team for your 2 medals. And we hope to see you back next year for the next peak. Do you think you will register for any game?
Yes, I think I will.
Balancing, maybe?
Yes, that's something
will
else.
Will you add that?
Something else I learned recently. so maybe I could try that too. But I hope to have some more competitors next year.
Maybe, yes, it would be good to have more competitors.
And more people in until Euro in general would be nice. Although we don't have anything to complain right now, because I see people short here in until Euro locator.
Yes, I think we, since the Euro anniversary, we did have more people than the last few months, so it is getting well, this UU thing, and I hope it will stay like that for many months and even many years.
Hello, fans. We at the Cavern today would like to apologize at not being able to bring you the 5K run event. Due to technical issues, we were not present. Marcus 5 won the run with Shatsu in second place. We also have the unfortunate news that the cone balancing was canceled due to technical difficulties. Again, we apologize. This is Tyon of the Cavern today.
We are pleased to present the Cavern Today's own serial drama, Journey of the Called, narrated by Zam and featuring the voices of Tyon as himself, Mowog as Jeff and the Stranger, and Moyeti Jean as Sarah, written by Tyon and edited by Moyeti Jean. Previously on Journey of the Called, their rescue from the earthquakes in Dunny has left Jeff, Sarah, and many others stranded in a ruined bottle cave. A mysterious stranger who has power even to summon and harm the bottle has taken Tyon captive. When the stranger presents Jeff and Sarah with what appears to be a working Ralto link, they must decide whether to risk peril to escape their prison. Now, Episode 3 of Journey of the Called.
I'm not sure how it's possible, but I think this book is Tyon's. See the symbol on the back? Ty's had that.
So, did this guy steal it then?
Maybe. But look at these pages.
Jeff flew through Tyon's Ralto book and saw that there were many new Yisha pages. One bore a symbol that resembled water. Another looked like misty fog.
If it's Ty's, then it should be safe, right?
I still don't trust it.
Why not? Yes, Sarah, why not?
I'm really starting to hate that.
Why do you keep popping in on us for? I only wish to see what you will do.
You seem to know our names. At least tell us yours.
Very well, then. My name is Kiral Shora. Well, finally, a straight answer.
Kiral, huh?
How long are you going to keep me trapped like this?
Oh, forever, my friend.
I'm not your friend.
No, I'm crushed.
Wish.
I do like that about you. You have such spunk.
Yeah, well, if you like me that much, then let me go.
I don't like you that much.
That's what I thought.
My dear Tyon, there was once a time when I wouldn't have heard a fly. And then Yisha came to me and told me of a journey.
Okay, and what happened?
I took that journey, and I took all that I could hold. But then she told me to give back what I took, and I couldn't. I'd love the power to link at will, to travel to the many ages, to control all, to...
You're a fool.
Ha! And why is that, Ty? Hmm?
Yisha said it herself. What is not given back will be taken.
Don't you quote Yisha to me. Her rambles are nothing but old and stupid sentiment.
It's the truth.
Enough! How I can't stand her self-righteous speeches. The light. The ridiculous preaching. Dani was once a powerful race ruled by kings and...
And what was their downfall, huh? greed, pride, selfishness, clinging to what they could have given back. They...
You just don't listen, do you, Tyon? I think I'm through with you. Here, join the one you follow.
Kirol waved his hand at a nearby wall, and a part of it vanished, revealing a small chamber. There, bound in chains, was Isha, unconscious. On the ground beside her were two barrows, who were likewise motionless.
Farewell, Tyon. This is where your journey ends.
With another dismissive gesture from Kirol, Tyon felt himself linked across the room, and then he saw Kirol smile his dark smile as all around him faded into darkness.
Who knows what's been done to it? We shouldn't use it.
It's either that or the black hole in the floor.
This is getting us nowhere.
If we use it, then yes, we could end up in a prison book or a dark void. But Sarah, our alternative is to sit in this cave until we starve to death or run out of air. Maybe using the book will give us some idea what's happened to Ty and everybody else.
I know. You're right. Okay, let's just you and I try linking.
All right, then. I'll find someone to handle things here.
Jeff walked away into the crowd of refugees, leaving Sarah a moment to wrestle with doubt. What they were about to do might be a mistake, but the choices, for the moment, were being forced on them. There really was no alternative. They would have to play Kirol's game.
Ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, then. Here we go.
Jeff touched the linking panel and shimmered into nothingness. Sarah took one last hesitant look around her and placed her hand on the book.
Our story will continue in the next episode of Journey of the Called. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 3 was produced by Tyone, Moyati Jean, and Ruby Odegee for the Cavern Communications Network. To learn more, visit www.thecaverntoday.com. Please join us next time.
Special thanks to Hardmoon for allowing us to use music from their album Space Music for the Millions. This episode of Journey of the Called used the songs Here, Pak An, and Nebula. You can listen to these and other great music by Hardmoon at www.hardmoon.com.
I suppose we should wrap up our event coverage by crediting the organizers Rex Havoc and Natika, the judges and winners of Marcus 5, Marianne, Golden Wedge, Dylanor, SP1, and the other participants, and of course our own staff, Marilyn, Zan, Tyon, Rubio de Gee, and Dylanor, our technical advisor, and of course anyone else who helped us during the day.
Yes, I thought covering the 2005 Dunny Olympics was great fun. And getting together in our new Sky booth was lots of fun, too. We are working out ways to bring live event coverage to our listeners, and it is a good thing because the holiday season is right around the corner and there are going to be a number of events to cover. Being able to listen to the TeamSpeak conversation and still record play-by-play is a big advantage.
Zam and I enjoyed covering the Heek tournament. It was actually more exciting than I ever expected it to be. I remember playing Heek back in the prologue days. I only did it a bit because I wanted to keep my scores up in the high zone. I will be facing off with Millicuddy in a Heek game soon, though. Boy.
Yes, and I'm going to learn to jump to those islands in the mist one way or the other. Even my fear of heights won't deter me.
Sure it won't, Ruby. Didn't you tell me it took you 3 or 4 hours to cross the Kadesh-Tulsa wire to the Barrow Cave?
Yes, I think I did, but I'm losing a little of that fear. Something about working from a sky booth and traveling by CCN blimp from one age to the other. It's going to make me stronger.
I'm glad you had a good time watching the Heek time, but for now it's time to bring this podcast to a close. Thanks for all listening, and be sure to catch our next podcast due around October 31st. For information about the cast, go to our new and improved website at www.thecaverntoday.com and visit our forum. just click on the tab and register if you desire. Our podcast, our shortwave, and soon we'll even have a vidcast, will all be up there. Good night, and Shira from all of us at the Cavern Communicators Network.
You have been listening to The Cavern Today, brought to you by the Cavern Communications Network, an Until Uru fan presentation, around the world and across the shards. If you need more information about our program, for photos or other information like that all-important email address where you can send your G-rated comments, please go to echo2thecaverntoday.blogspot.com. Music was courtesy of Huru's LCC. The CNN production crew is Old Man, Canada, Lisa, Texas, USA, Supergram, New York, USA, Miles, South Africa, Delanor, the Netherlands, SJ, Illinois, USA, Steve Crox, the United Kingdom, Ruby O, Florida, USA. If you would like to become a part of Until Uru Cavern Life, please go to plasma.scionworlds.com.
This is Ruby O'Degee signing off.
This is Mowag signing off.
This is Anne signing off now. Goodbye, everyone.
Shura, see you in the cavern. This is Miles for the cavern today, signing off.
This is Fairlin from the cavern. Signing off.
Thanks for joining us for this year's Dini Olympics. This is your host, Tyon, signing off.
This is Steve Crox saying goodbye, hoping you enjoyed our special edition podcast.